The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, we are just days away from a primary election. Some people already have their ballots and are making their choices. Joining us right now is a Democratic candidate for the 63rd District State House of Representatives, Kelly Nolan. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for giving us some of your time, letting us get to know a little bit more about you. Why did you decide to get into this race?
Well, actually, this isn't the first race I have run. I previously ran in 2020 for a federal congressional race in District Number 10, which currently Lisa McLean occupies that seat. So the reason why I decided to run locally this time is because local is where it's at. This is where all your dollars go to work. This is where most of your laws impact your life, not on a federal level, but on a local level. And I decided I wanted to run again because we need to move forward. And I am tired of the dysfunctional government that we've had for the last few years. And people have seemed to have forgotten the fine art of compromise and common sense. And I'd like to bring that back to Lansing, work across the aisle and get things done again like it should be.
What are some of the issues that are close to you that you'll want to pursue in Lansing?
Well, being a nurse, one of the things priority-wise for me would be mental health issues in my district. Pretty rural, as you well know, and mental health services are very limited in the area. And that's something I need to look into. Also, educational opportunities for our high schoolers. I am kicking around a pilot program that I would like to have the skilled trades come into the high schools and have a skilled trade person offer to train high schoolers that are either unable to go to college or not inclined to go to college. And that way they can get a nice two-year degree, a certification, come out of high school, have an excellent job, great wages, great benefits, and it also benefits the skilled trades because there's a lot of people that are aging out. And then the third thing I would concentrate on would definitely be keeping our water safe, our Great Lakes, with the PFAS, and the continued cleanup with the Great Lakes Initiative, which is due to end, but I would like to have that continued. And just maintaining our safe drinking water and our waterways, because tourism is our number one industry in District 63, so it's imperative that we keep an eye on our drinking water and our waterways.
The state legislature passed a balanced budget, sent it on to Governor Whitmer. What still hasn't been addressed is a huge budget surplus and what to do with that. There's talk in Lansing about a tax cut, tax relief for taxpayers. What would you favor doing with the budget surplus?
Well, with the budget surplus, what I would do is I'm a planner. I would not be ready to spend the money willy-nilly because we have it extra. I would put it away for a rainy day, like to aid with, services that are needed throughout the state, like continuation of fixing our roads, throw a little more money at that, money at mental health services, this and obviously our schools, too, that need to be fully funded, not adequately funded. So that budget surplus should go to good use and should not be spent frivolously, in my opinion. It should be maintained, cared for, and spent as necessary.
As you've been out campaigning this summer, Kelly, what have you been hearing from people in the 63rd District that that is important to them that they would like you to pursue if you're elected?
Well, obviously inflation, gas prices, everything that's been going on in the economy has really affected my constituents. Gas prices especially is a big concern. I've also had people tell me that they were worried about the education issues that have been coming up lately, which are really a non-issue because none of the things that are discussed are being taught in Michigan public schools and never have been brought about to be asked to be taught in Michigan schools or anything like that. But mainly it's inflation and education. And that's the two biggest things that I hear about.
We're talking with Kelly Nolan. She's running for State House of Representatives on the Democratic side. This is a A very crowded ballot, too. There's two Democrats, three Republicans all vying for this seat. Why do you think so many people want to serve in the state legislature?
Well, my opinions are personal. Some people are running, I feel, just because they want to, you know, get a step into the political door and start a political career. And there's nothing wrong with that. Some people are running purely to run because they feel that people shouldn't be running alone and unopposed. And, you know, the reasons are several and, you know, obviously personal to them. But the reason why I'm running, as I told you, I would like to go to work for my constituents. I have been serving people since I was 17 years old. I'm an Army veteran nurse, went in right after high school, and I'm a no-nonsense kind of person. And I will bring honor and integrity and dedication back to the job, which is something that's been lacking. And I will work for my constituents. They are the ones that pay my salary, not outside interests or anybody else. I would be working for my constituents. That is my goal.
What committee would you want to serve on? What would you want to do in Lansing in terms of committee work?
Health, obviously. Health and environmental. Those would be my two top choices.
All right. We're talking with Kelly Noland. She is a Democratic candidate for the State House of Representatives, 63rd District. Kelly, why should people vote for you when they cast their ballot?
Well, because I'm an honest person, and I live paycheck to paycheck just like everybody else in my area. I'm not a stuffed shirt. I remember my roots. I was born on a farm here in Macomb Township, and I've lived in and around this area with the exception of my service in the Army. I have been married 20 years. I have a son on the autism spectrum disorder, and I have a lot of life experience working as a nurse. And what I mean by that is working as a nurse, you may not like the people that you work with. You may not want to take them out to lunch. You may not, you know, want to engage with them. But the thing is, when you're on a floor, you work with that person as a team for the best outcome of the patient. And that needs to be applied to the legislation in Lansing. You may not want to take your colleague out to work or, you know, out to lunch or whatever. And again, the same applies. But when you're working for the greater good, you should work together and put your differences aside. And I would be very willing to do that. I am not a confrontational person or somebody that's trying to, you know, start a bunch of controversy. I'm somebody that would put my head down, go to work, ignore the distractions, and do what's best for my constituents.
Kelly Dolan, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us. And how can people connect with your campaign? Where can they find you online?
They can find me at electkellynoland.com, and that's KellyNoland.com. And I also have a Twitter account, KelNoland2020, and I'm also on Facebook under Kelly Noland.
All right. Kelly, thanks again.
On Instagram also.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.